The situation for water in Aleppo City and Aleppo Governorate has been dire through much of 2015. This became worse in January this year after an airstrike damaged important water treatment facilities, which were repaired, but then subsequently a party to the conflict here deliberately shut down that water supply that was from the Euphrates River, and that served the entire Aleppo city, as well as eastern parts of the government. Well over 2 million people, for UNICEF that includes about 1 million children, depended on this water as their life source. So in the meantime, in Aleppo City, the west and also the eastern part of the city and the rural parts, UNICEF has been water trucking. By the end of February, we were trucking 700 cubic meters a day into Aleppo City. We've also been helping communities prepare alternative water sources. That means groundwater, digging wells, providing fuel to pump water from the wells to keep people alive, to keep people going when so often their water sources are attacked in this war.
It sounds as though water is being used as a weapon of war.
It certainly appears that way, and times very deliberately, like this was a deliberate shutting off of the water treatment facility. So there was simply no water entering the town. Now we can see water running down through the town, through the middle of the town in the canals. They just shut the water off at the source. Other times there are bombings and airstrikes and fighting around water infrastructure. Now, all investigations would have to determine if they were deliberate or merely reckless. Water is fundamental to human life and survival here for the whole population. It's incredibly important that any party to the conflict stop attacks deliberately or any other way that affect the water infrastructure.
And of course, as the war continues, more parts of the infrastructure, not just water, will be degrading and breaking down. I mean, this is the reality of war, presumably.
Well, it's an unacceptable reality. There is international humanitarian law, and we saw in January some shocking hits on hospitals. We saw 7 hospitals hit in one day, killing children, killing health workers, and depriving tens of thousands of community members of the only healthcare that they had, life-saving, life-preserving healthcare. And water in anywhere in the world, but and in such a hot country as Syria, is absolutely essential to life day by day. And with UNICEF, of course, we focus so much on babies, on infants, on children, the most vulnerable. People cannot wait a day without clean water. People are left to survive on whatever water they can scrounge up, and we see really serious health problems with waterborne diseases, typhoid, hepatitis, and these again strike children who are much more vulnerable way, way too often.